right. We visit with Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joseph. Vandy up tonight against South Carolina. 6:30 pregame here on the Zone. 7:30 kickoff. Joe, you ready?
I'm getting there. How about you?
Yeah, getting there as
I'm
well.
Looking forward to it.
And you getting the feeling, Joe, that this is a game unlike any other, Kevin? That maybe
hello,
just
friends.
With the blackout and national TV and, you know, coming off a really good win that people were scared about last week. You getting that little feeling?
You know, I am getting the feeling, Frank, that the atmosphere is going to be really good tonight, that people are genuinely excited about the game. It was interesting being at McGugin yesterday and seeing people lined up at the ticket office pretty much all day to come up with tickets not only for that game but for some of the others later on. We're basically sold out of season tickets. There are I think less than 100 season tickets left. There was a great run on that. That's been good to see. I spent some time with some of the guys yesterday. You know, when ESPN comes to town, they visit with you know, players and coaches, and so I had a chance to visit with some of them as well yesterday. And it's interesting that the theme always seems to be, at least for Vanderbilt, there's a big theme about respect. You know, they ask players about, well, do you feel like you weren't respected last week because you were an underdog? Do you feel like you're not respected this week because you're an underdog? And the guys just kind of, you know, it's, you know, they said, you know, we're playing for respect every week. It's not a one-time thing. So they seem to be in a good frame of mind. I think it's going to be a really physical, exciting game. And there are a lot of unknowns, you know, for South Carolina. How well is Chris Smelly going to play at quarterback? Will we see Steven Garcia? You know, their running game is good with Davis. They've got McKinley, who's an excellent receiver, and their defense is very sound. So there's all kinds of elements to this one that I think we're looking forward to.
Joe, maybe this is oversimplifying it, but, you know, against South Carolina defense, it's one of the best in the league. I guess my question is, how many points will it take for Vanderbilt to win this football game?
That's a good question, Kevin. I don't know. I mean, I kind of agree with you that it probably feels like it's going to be a defensive-oriented game. And one of those where turnovers will be, you know, a very important element. Taking care of the football is going to be a big deal. So I'm not sure if this is going to be. Every time I think it's going to be a low scoring game, we'll score 40. You know, so
right.
I don't think we can figure it at this point. But I do kind of feel like you do that this might be a run oriented, you know, clock control oriented kind of game, and whoever can do that will win.
We saw Jeff Jennings leave in a sling after last week's game in Miami. Do you have anything new on his status for the game? Are they expecting him to be able to go?
You know, I think he'll go, Kevin. I'm not sure he'll start. You know, he hasn't practiced some during the course of the week, sprained a shoulder, and they're going to be very careful with that. So they kind of listed him as day to day. I mean, I think he'll play. I'm just not sure how much. And it's going to be one of those that, you know, he gets in the game, he takes a hit on it, you know, and we'll see how he reacts to it.
Right.
Joe, a couple of things here. First of all, the need for Chris Nixon to make plays on the ground and through the air. And I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but, you know, Chris Nixon really is part of their running game. I mean, that's the way, when you look at rushing yards, you just have to figure that Vanderbilt is going to have to gain yards on the ground in unconventional ways, and one of them is going to be with their quarterback.
And you have to wonder too, Mark, if Steve Spurrier might look at across the way and say, okay, they've got three receivers injured, you know, they've got a quarterback that has been inconsistent in the past.
Yep, beat us with your arm.
Let's just load him up and make him throw. Yeah, I'm going to be curious to see if they try to do that now. They had trouble even with North Carolina State in terms of, you know, State running the football a bit at times, and quarterbacks getting loose. So it's going to be an interesting little cat and mouse game to watch. But no, you're right. I mean, there's no secret that they want Chris to run the football, I would say probably 15 to 20 times during the course of the game.
And Joe, I have not been to practice this week, but I would venture to say with John Cole out, you know, one of their best receivers, albeit a freshman, you're going to see DJ Moore in the offensive game plan because they need a playmaker. They need that speed. They need somebody else besides Chris Nixon to grab the attention of the defense.
And you know what, Mark? You almost need a threat. You know, even if you don't just hand it to him every time
throw
it to him every time, somebody they've got to pay attention to. And so I think you're right. I think DJ knows that this is going to be one of those games where they're probably going to ask him to do even a little more than usual. You know, he's going to – I would say you probably see him on more snaps on offense. You'll certainly see him in every snap defensively. And I think you'll see him return every punt and probably every kickoff along with Sean Walker. So they're going to get him in the game as much as possible.
An interesting little byplay because he's from South Carolina, and he and Kenny McKinley, the wide receiver for the Gamecocks, talking smack at each other, and that's what makes this kind of fun.
I think it is kind of funny. Of course, you remember, I mean, that's even carried over. Remember last year's game after Vanderbilt won, you know, there were a couple of South Carolina players that were quoted as saying that they had just lost to the worst team in the SEC. None of that's forgotten. Now, it'll be forgotten by play two in the course of the game, but all through the pregame and leading up to the first snap, all that stuff comes up.
Hey, Ole Miss was the worst team in the SEC last year. You guys being...
I saw the Goodyear blimp circling around downtown. Is it going to be part of the coverage tonight?
I assume it will be. I saw it fly in yesterday, as a matter of fact. This is a big deal. Everybody's, you know, wearing black and going to get there early. And I'll remind everybody a couple of reasons to get there early. Kelly Pickler is going to sing the national anthem, which will be very nice. And of course, the tradition that started a few years ago, all of the freshmen, the entire freshman class, will get to run out on the field, you know, through the tunnel and out onto the field before the game. So that's always kind of fun to watch about 1,500 or 1,600 of them, you know, on their first run across campus.
It's like the Bulls in Pamplona.
I'm sure Nick Zeppos, the chancellor, will lead them, and it'll be a good sight and a good time.
Joe, we'll talk to you a little bit later.
Okay, guys. See you.